and B12.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Wednesday today. Lots of news going on as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful. Our beautiful clear blue skies that we had yesterday have been completely taken over with a fog of chemtrails again. So yeah. A lot of people all over the country are unbelievably sick, and Dane talked about that yesterday. In fact, right now there's a severe influenza epidemic and it is jamming emergency rooms all across the United States as the death toll is rising all over the place because of influenza. This article by Greider goes on to say, so many people have fallen sick with influenza in California that pharmacies have run out of flu medicines, emergency rooms are packed, and the death toll is rising higher than in previous years. Health officials said Friday that 27 people younger than the age of 65 have died from the flu in California since October, and a medical center in Santa Monica is treating 140 patients a day because of the flu. Here locally, our medical doctor that we used, who is also a natural physician, he now is requiring that just to get a vitamin C IV, you have to call them the day in advance because he is so swamped, he can't handle the influx of people that are coming in with respiratory diseases also. And a 21-year-old also died this week from flu complications. Kyler Bauman, may he rest in peace, was a seemingly 21-year-old who was fit and going to school, who was going to be basically a personal trainer. He was into physical fitness, and his mother, Beverly Bauman, said he was going to school to be a personal trainer. When he came to visit for the holidays, he wasn't looking like he was in peak condition. We saw him on the 23rd of December for our family Christmas get-together, and we noticed he wasn't feeling well. Well, several days later, he was dead at the age of 21. And I want to talk about this right now because I've got to tell you guys this. This is like an emergency broadcast on this, and you guys have never heard me say that before. But here it goes. Back during World War I, the Spanish flu killed more people during World War I than were killed in the trenches or killed by bombs or killed by shelling. Millions of people died globally in the late 1918 and 1919 from the Spanish flu. In fact, I lost an uncle from, actually it was a half brother. My dad, his first child was lost during this time. It was back in the early 1900s. He died from the flu. Now you say, well, why in the world, how can people die from the flu? How can a 21-year-old die from the flu? How come tens of millions of people died from the influenza epidemic that completely went across the earth, around the planet, in the 1900s? Well, here's what happens. The people who died didn't die from the flu primarily in the Great World War I. What they died of, what is called a cytokine storm. Now, I need to explain to you what this means because this is really, really important right now. In our bodies have immune systems. They have macrophages and white blood cells. And these macrophages, what happens is they have a sugar molecule that attaches to the bottom of them, which allows vitamin D3 to attach to the macrophage and turns these macrophages on. The macrophages are like vacuum cleaners in the body, and they pick up viruses and dirty stuff and things that our body needs to clean out. What happens is the switch that turns on the macrophage is vitamin D3. And if you don't have vitamin D3, that macrophage can't get turned on. But what it can do is this. It will send out a chemical messenger called a cytokine, or kind of like an SOS. And it starts signaling all of the other macrophages in the body to come and help because it doesn't have any vitamin D and it can't get turned on. These are chemical messengers. They're called cytokines. And then what happens is these cytokines are a pro-inflammatory response in the body, which causes tremendous amount of mucus and swelling and end up filling the lungs with fluid. This is what happens, and these people are dying of pneumonia and they're dying of other respiratory ailments because their heart and lungs are compromised from the cytokine storm. Now, let me give you an example of how this works. This is what's called a feedback loop in the body. the cytokines are being triggered and being released by the macrophages, which are the vacuum cleaners, to turn other cytokines on from other vacuum cleaners to come help. Now, the problem with all of this is if there's not sufficient quantity of vitamin D, it's like a domino set. Let's say we took 1,000 dominoes, we put them in a circle. But as fast as we could drop one domino, we'd reset them mechanically. What had happened is it would go in a circle continuously dropping dominoes. It would cause a feedback loop to occur in the body. This is what happens in a cytokine storm. The body doesn't know what to do. It sends out all these pro-inflammatory cytokines. The body starts to get swollen because of the inflammation. It starts to hold fluid and retain water in the lungs. And when that happens, the people literally drown in their own lungs. This is how I believe this 21-year-old died. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen an autopsy on him. But this is usually what happens with these young people when they die of the flu. So here's the problem that we have that we talked about yesterday on the show. Now, guys, I don't know how to say this important enough. This is like five stars. You've got to please listen to me on this. If you're living in an area which is covered in chemtrails like we are, if you're living in an area up north that basically has very little sunlight during the wintertime, like most of you are, what ends up happening is your body, your skin can't convert cholesterol to vitamin D3, which means the cytokines or the macrophages can't be turned on because they don't have vitamin D3, which means that they're going to cause a cytokine storm to envelop the body in the event that a foreign invader or a virus is suddenly thrust upon the body. Now, secondly, you have to keep your hands and your fingers away from your nose and eyes during this time of the year, and you have to keep your hands washed. This is something you need to become OCD on. This is so important. Now, you never heard me say that before. You have to become OCD, like an obsessive compulsive disorder, not to touch your nose, not to pick your nose, not to touch your eyes, and to keep your hands washed. Now, I've taken it a step further, and I stayed healthy through all these crazy holiday seasons, and what I do is I take our colloidal silver 500 and a Q-tip, and three or four times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening, I will wet a Q-tip and I will wipe out the inside of my nose, wet the other side of the Q-tip, wipe out the other side of my nose. Because these are basically viruses that come into the body through the nose or through the eyes. Now, what ends up happening is somebody can sneeze around you, it can go up into your nose. You can touch your nose, it can get into your nose. You can touch a doorknob and touch your nose, it can get into your nose. I mean, you've got to be so careful. But when you put colloidal silver on those mucous membranes on the inside of the nose, it kills all of these viruses on contact. You can't use peroxide because peroxide will dry out the nasal membranes. You can't use iodine, liquid iodine, because it will dry out the membranes. But you can use colloidal silver. That's what I do every single day, two or three times every single day without fail this time of the year. Plus, I take my D3 every single day. I can't tell you without sunlight how imperative it is that you have to take a vitamin D3 supplement. If you're using sunscreens, you have to take a vitamin D3 supplement. It's one of the most important supplements you can take this time of the year. That's why it's one of the primary supplements that we use on our immune system support protocol. But when I see articles like this where 21-year-old athletes are dying from the flu, it reminds me of what happened during World War I when tens of millions of people died globally from the flu or from cytokine storms or their lungs filling with fluid. Guys, it's so important. Now, also, if you get a sore throat, you start feeling bad, start hammering astragalus. You can take 8 to 12 of those a day, three or four times a day. And so you can take those every single day, and that'll help fight this stuff off. You start getting a sore throat. Make sure you take your vitamin C, your potassium iodine, your D3, and stay really, really strong. Because, guys, this is some wicked stuff right now because they're spraying biologicals on us, too. We've got to get this. Morgellons and bacteria and research is being done. I'll cover that article in a second. Right now in the United States, Morgellons is starting to go everywhere. Morgellons, it's like a skin disease in which your skin won't heal and you start having multicolored fibers start coming out of your skin. I've done entire shows on this, and the people that have higher levels of heavy metal toxicity have much higher incidences of Morgellons. So, again, don't use aluminum pots and pans. Don't use aluminum cookware. Don't use aluminum chlorhydrate deodorant. Don't use salt or baking powder that contains aluminum triskelate as an anti-caking agent. And never, ever use aluminum foil in cooking. Very, very important. Don't drink out of aluminum cans. Avoid all exposure to heavy metal. Avoid vaccines to the best of your ability. I wouldn't take them ever. I don't, because of the mercury and because of the aluminum. You don't want to put this stuff into your body because it helps, for some reason, to lower the immune system enough to allow this Morgellons to get into your system. All of us have probably been infected with Morgellons in the United States. I'm going to tell you that straight up because of the geoengineering and the junk they spray on us. I've done entire shows on this. But our body's immune system keeps this stuff at bay. It keeps it away from us. So don't allow your immune system to run down. Keep yourself cognizant of what you're doing as far as touching your face. Make sure your hands stay washed. Now, guys, you don't have to use soap and water on your hands every time you wash them, only if they're dirty, if they've got grease or dirt on them. You can wash them out with, you can wash them with running water, and that's enough. Just run and put them under running water, and that's enough 99.99% of the cases. But always make sure, if you're in a public bathroom, get your paper towels first, stick them underneath your armpits so you can hold on to them, wash your hands, because you've got to turn that water knob off in many cases, then you've got to turn it off, and that's going to recontaminate your hands. And don't touch the doorknobs leaving the bathroom. Use your paper towel to leave the bathroom with the doorknobs. You say, well, Ted, you sound paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I'm just a biochemist. I spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State University when I was in school there. And, guys, when you start realizing how much of this stuff's out there, you start to realize you have to take precautions about it and against it. And that's what we try to do at Health Masters. We try to keep you guys as healthy as we possibly can. Austin, you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, I mean, you pretty much nailed it. There's definitely something going on right now. I mean, I've been busy with Lana, so I haven't been getting as much sleep as I need. I even went to Dr. Robinson's and got a vitamin C IV this morning. I scheduled it yesterday, and there were a bunch of people in there. And what's interesting, too, is I had a buddy of mine from Orlando call me up last night. He owns a fabrication shop in, like, right in the middle of Orlando, and I hadn't heard from him. I sent him a couple questions on some stuff I was curious about, and he finally called me back yesterday, and he'd been in the hospital for 3 days because he ended up catching this stuff up there. And he said what was weird was, he said, you know, I mean, he's lived in Florida his whole life. I've lived in Florida my whole life. He said the strangest thing was last week when that cold front was coming in, he said as soon as that cold front started coming in, he said, like, every single person he know got, like, deathly ill from the flu and either had to go to the hospital or had to end up taking different supplements, end up going to the doctors, all this stuff. And he was asking me about it, and I said, well, I said, the thing that's weird, I said, Floridians are not completely, you know, void of cold weather. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not used to being in super cold weather, but we never really even got down below freezing here. We hit 31, 32, you know, a couple nights, and that was the extent of it. And he said the weirdest thing was, he said it literally was like as soon as his front came down into Florida, everybody got sick immediately. And I said, the probability of that happening just from cold weather only is very unlikely. And I said, in my opinion, I definitely think there was something in the air, what they've been doing with the geoengineering, what Dad said, whether it's to lower the immune system, whether it's to infect us with something, I don't know. I'm not the guy spraying the planes or cooking up the batches that they're spraying out with this stuff, but there is no question about it, especially with last week, what I personally saw and how I felt after I got run down this week. There was definitely something that came down with that cold air, whatever they were spraying, whatever they were doing, and I know it came right through. And the weird part about it is, too, is it came right through the bottom of the cold front. You can even watch it on the graph online on TV and online. The bottom of the cold front went right through the middle of Central Florida, meaning whatever was coming down through here, the bottom of it kicked out right at Florida. So we had the bottom part of Florida and the mid part of Florida and the upper part of Florida got bombarded, in my opinion, with whatever was going on and whatever they put in that stuff. And there's no question about it. It's basically a serious issue. So I'm glad you brought that up today, Deb.
Well, I'm going to go into the outer limits here for just a second, okay? I'm going to talk about some stuff that I don't normally talk about on this show that I usually cover on Hagman's show because I have longer time to talk about it. But I'm only going to briefly mention there are scientific studies now that are shedding light on Morgellons disease as an infectious disease, which would tie right back together in how you could be infected by the chemtrails being sprayed on you. Caldwell Lime Company received a press release today about an interesting topic paper it just published, which reports on an association of researchers that have found between Morgellons disease and Borrelia, the bacteria which is used to cause Lyme disease, which was brought to us by the boys at Fort Detrick through Plum Island. Lyme disease is a man-made disease that was developed through Plum Island, through Fort Detrick, by German scientists after World War II. We've got to understand where that came from. Morgellons disease is poorly understood condition characterized by spontaneously occurring, slowly healing skin lesions containing multicolored filaments and accompanied by symptoms such as fatigue, joint, muscle pain, and neurological problems, according to a recent report published in the International Journal of General Medicine. Now, what they're doing is they're linking this together now with Morgellons and the bacteria which causes Lyme's disease, which tells me, again, this is a man-made bioweapon that they're doing beta tests on right now in the United States to find out what it's going to do. Now, here's what's interesting about Morgellons disease as we go into this Twilight Zone topic here today. Morgellons disease, when you hit somebody who has Morgellons disease with blue light, like you have just blue light wavelength, it starts growing like geometrically inside of the body. In other words, it starts doubling itself very, very, very quickly. Now, I don't know what these nutbags who are involved with these fallen angels are planning on doing to us, which they've already done once to this planet when God had to come in and flush it. I don't know what these nutbags are doing. Okay, all I know is that I believe with all of my heart the Bible is real. The Bible tells us it's going to be as it was in the days of Noah when Christ returns. And these guys were really into genetic engineering. They kind of got off on it. They kind of enjoyed having sex with the women on the planet, creating all of these Nephilim and giants and all these other crazy things they produced. They're kind of like a kid with a doggone scientific tea set or a scientific chemistry set trying to mix together stuff to see what would happen. They can't create life. They can't do that. Only Yahweh can create life, our God. He's the only one who can create life. But they can take life and they can manipulate it and they can change it and twist it. And this is what these guys are known to do. Now, Wernher von Braun, before he died, came out and told his secretary, which releases to the public, that they're planning on faking an alien invasion through Project Bluebeam before they try to bring in a new world order to unite the planet. Now, whether or not they're planning on doing this or not planning on doing that, I don't know. But why is the U.S. government suddenly talking about USOs? First in December, the New York Times had an expose which argued that the Department of Defense has videos taken by the Air Force of pilots of what it believes to be UFOs. The DOD has some of the materials collected from these UFOs, and that many high-level people within the DOD have access to classified intelligence that we don't have access to. They also believe in UFOs. Also, the media is excited to spread UFO theories. Look at all the stuff on TV about the UFOs. Number three, aliens make for a great external threat that can get citizens to rally behind the government, which is what they told Wernher von Braun they were going to do. Number four, alien-obsessed people are starting to contact the CIA and starting to release information via the CIA into our general population. Number five, aliens' attack plan was long ago revealed through a code named Project Bluebeam. That's so important that you guys understand. They've talked about doing this decades ago. Wernher von Braun released the information on this, and suddenly after he retires from NASA, the strapping athlete of a man suddenly dies of cancer a few years after he gets out of the space program with NASA. Guys, none of this makes any sense to me that they want to do this, but unless you go back to Genesis chapter 6, we go down the Twilight Zone together and go back to all of these weird things these guys do to us on an ongoing basis, you don't understand it. I mean, why in the world are they biotesting this stuff that's causing this flu epidemic nationwide that is killing people under the age of 65, Austin? This is a major, major problem. And guys, we've got to keep our immune systems frosty. What do you think, Oz?
You're spot on, man. You got to remember, you know, they understand right now that the mainstream media is a complete and total failure. They have very little they can do anymore. The alternative news, the natural news, all the stuff that we're doing here on the side, everything that we're talking about now, they know it's true. And the majority, not majority, but a good portion of the United States population is starting to wake up now. So they have to start implementing their plan B, plan C, plan D backup for this. That's why they're pushing so hard right now with the biological. That's why they've been pushing so hard now with the transhumanism and the mark of the beast and the cashless society. All this stuff is getting lined up right now. And again, remember, if they keep everybody sedated and everybody sick and everybody in the hospital and everybody on medications right now, It makes those people much less effective at coming out and being strong, healthy, patriotic, constitutional Americans. There's not much you really want to do when you feel absolutely horrible and you're in the hospital sick. It's just a fact. You really don't. And so they know that right now, and so they've used us as guinea pigs for years. That's why Dad and I have talked so much about the chemtrails and the geoengineering. I mean, it's one of the most frustrating things to be outside in Florida, especially because of how sunny it is down here, to be outside and literally watch plane after plane grid the entire sky like a checkerboard until the lines start to blur away and it goes into a complete and total haze above you in the sky, looking like it's some Seattle overcast. You can't even see the sky anymore. And then it starts dripping this splooge, this nasty overcast splooge all over the place. And it's not humidity. I've lived in Florida my whole life. I know what humidity is. I know what rain is. I know what clouds are. When it's this nasty goo, I've seen it to the point where I've actually gone and washed my vehicle the next day after it's dried and been back out in the sun again, and you'll have a white film, a white powdered film, like a chalk film, and it's dried on the vehicle, and you have to wash it off after it's been outside after these chemtrail spraying days, and nobody wants to talk about it, except like Dad just said, they finally admitted it last year that they're going to start geoengineering and doing all this spraying stuff, which unbelievably irritates me, because now that shows us that not only are they admitting it, now they're coming out of the closet, so to speak, to show us that they're going to do even more stuff now that they've divulged this information, Dad. So, yeah, it's very important right now. Everybody keeps their diet clean. They keep their exercise and body conditioning up to par, and is always taking regular supplements to keep your immune system strong as possible, because it's a full-fledged fight going on right now, Dad.
You know, years ago, I told you guys, the Rothschilds, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these weirdos, these Satanists, whatever you want to call them, these, you know, people that are into these weird parties with these weird things they do, like Stanley Kubrick showed on Eyes Wide Shut, or like my buddy told me, who's the huge radio DJ here in the United States, you'd know his name if I told you, but I'm not going to tell you. He told me, he said he was invited to one of these Babylonian parties one time, in which they, he walked in and there was all these crazy things with orgies and everything going on. I mean, that's what these guys are into. They're into this. Remember what Paul said in the Old Testament or in the New Testament? And I never understood this when I was younger, when I first became a Christian. Don't go to orgies. Stay away from orgies. And you're like, orgies? Who does orgies, okay? But now this Babylonian thing has made this huge comeback thanks to Hugh Hefner and the other weirdos in Hollywood. These Sabbatean Kabbalists that Ted Gunderson said were sacrificing human beings and drinking blood, former head of the FBI in Los Angeles County. He's telling us about what they do in Hollywood and who they are. These Sabbateans who were involved in the Russian Revolution, who were involved in basically coming into Hollywood and taking over Hollywood, and now with their atavistic hatred of Christianity, coming in to try to destroy the culture in the United States. And I told you guys years ago that George Soros was an agent of the Rothschild Bank. And I got, oh, he's not. How do you know that? I got all these emails and all these letters. And I said, I'm telling you guys, I've done research on Soros. I know how it works. Rockefeller was one. J.P. Morgan was one. Soros was one. These guys have controlled things through what we call cutouts for over close to 200 years. Now, finally, George Soros is exposed as an agent of the Rothschild Bank and the British oligarchy. Here we go, guys. I told you this years ago. This was an investigative report written by William Engel and explains how George Soros amassed his fortune through deception and manipulation, and that he is the front man for the elites known as the Club of Isles, who literally rule the world. The Rothschilds and a network of wealthy British and European oligarchs centered around the House of Windsor funded George Soros' first hedge fund, and he is the visible arm of the Rothschild operations. He funds political movements covertly through foundations and has never made a major investment without inside information. That's who this clown is. I told you guys that years ago. Everybody thought, where'd he get that information from? Now I'm letting you know it's true. Now, here's another thing we have to do. Henry Kissinger, also Sabbatean Kabbalist, works with the Rothschild banking cartel. And he comes out now in this new book, and he straight calls out this information in the new book, which he has not yet denied, And I'm going to say what he's, I'm going to quote this, but I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase it after I quote it. Henry Kissinger says, in the White House now, it's a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. This is right from the Daily Mail, and they commented that it appears that the remark was an attempt to characterize the clash between former Trump chief advisor Steve Bannon on one side and the Jewish Trump family members, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, on the other side. Now, I'm going to step away from this because I'm not going to use that inflammatory term because we're not supposed to use that anymore. You can't say the word Jew or the meow cats come out. But here's the thing. That's the truth. It's ridiculous. But here's the thing. These guys are members of Shabbat. This is a cult of Judaism that's not even recognized by mainstream Judaism in most cases. And they're into the worship of fallen angels through Kabbalah, which makes them, as far as I'm concerned, into Sabbatean Kabbalah. So these guys are masquerading as one thing, dragging the Trump White House into this ditch with this pro-Sabbatean Kabbalah legislation that they're pushing through over and over again, including letting Israel take over the entire part of the Middle East, which is the Greater Israel Protocol, which was started like in 2000 and 2001 when they said all these countries were going to fall like dominoes. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the deep state, with George Soros, with the Rothschild banking cartel, with the CIA, all being funded through the Sabbatean Kabbalah network, which is filtered down into the White House and through the entire Congress and through our entire government, through the FBI and through the CIA. I'm going to say it again, as I've said before. We have taken our ability to govern ourselves. We've given it to our legislators. They have turned around and given it to the military-industrial complex. They have turned around and given it over to the CIA. The CIA and the other intelligence agencies going through the CIA have given it over to the Sabbatean Kabbalists, wizards, warlocks, demon-possessed whackbags like the Rothschilds, and they've turned around and they've tied us into Lucifer now, and they're trying to put all of us through a D-Wave computer, through the 5G network, into a grid, a smart grid, in which every single thing on this planet has an IP address. That's where they're headed with this. They're doing the nanotags, the nanotracking, all of the things, using the chemtrails, using the smart dust, spraying who knows what on us, causing a huge population to get sick. Even this week, as resilient as my body is at the age of 62, and as careful as I am doing all the things I told you about, I felt something jump all over me on Monday or Tuesday of this week, first part of this week, and I thought, man, am I fatigued. And my body was fighting this mess off. And because I gave it enough nutrients to do so, it did. Remember the other day I told you, guys, I had to get booted up. I had to take a dog on half a purple stick before the show. Well, I've got good news for you. I haven't taken any purple sticks today. I feel absolutely great again. But for about 3 or 4 days, I was dragging my bottom pretty hard because I thought, what the heck is going on? What have they sprayed on us now? Because regardless of whether your immune system takes care of it and you get sick or not, your immune system has to defend your body against this stuff. These guys are a bunch of sicko weirdos, and that's why I told you guys last year, 2 years ago now, if Hillary Clinton's foundation became unraveled and we saw all of the information come out about Hillary Clinton and the interaction between her and the congressional members and all of the people in the government, it would literally take down probably over 50% of the entire federal government. And now people are saying, wow, you were right about that. Well, here's why. Because these guys are the pedophiles. These guys are the rapists. These guys are the druggies. These guys are the sodomites. These guys are the sickos. These guys are the perverts. These guys are the ones that go to these sacrificial human sacrifice ceremonies and the weirdo crap we see at Bohemian Grove, and we're still worshiping Moloch. I mean, these are the guys that do all of this. And they're involved in all of this stuff tied together through the Sabbatean network. And for Henry Kissinger to call this out like this, you know, it blows my mind that he was that vocal about this stuff in this book. So guys, here's what you have to understand. We have to remain frosty. We can't allow these guys to drag us into this ditch. At least we can't do so willingly. We got to say, absolutely not. We're not going. How about that? The answer is N-O, no, go away, leave me alone. I'm not going willingly. I'm not going to drink your stinking fluoride. I'm not going to take your stinking immunizations. I'm not going to take all these drugs you're trying to give everybody. I'm not going to do any of this stuff. I'm not going to drink and breathe and allow my body be completely polluted by your GMO foods. I refuse to tolerate what you're trying to do to me, and I refuse to allow you to do this to me. I'm a sovereign citizen of the United States. I love my Lord Jesus Christ. I love Yeshua. I love Yahweh. And God doesn't make junk. And therefore, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, including saying no to you guys. So guys, it's so important that we all understand this, that we're not part of this plan, that we're not part of these whackbags and weirdos. This is not something we need to be involved in. That's why Hollywood has come in now through their Sabbatean Kabbalists, with their atavistic hatred of Christians, of white Christians. We have all of these people. Tucker Carlson was so good. He had a black guy who was a college professor on there, and Tucker said, why in the world is it okay for you guys, for the black people, to hammer white people all the time and say horrible things about white people, but yet we try not to do that because it's racist, but you can do it. And the black professor looks at him and goes, oh, it's just parody when we do it. We're just joking. Tucker Carlson says, no, you're not. You're not joking at all. When someone says, all I want for Christmas is a white genocide, that's not funny. That's not okay. There's nothing okay about that. And the problem is we constantly allow these guys to do this to us because what they're doing to us right now, now listen to me for a minute, guys. What they're doing to us right now is they're trying to dehumanize us. They're trying to make us less than what we are. They're trying to make us, in German you'd call it an Untermensch, a lower person. They're trying to make white people not as good as other people. And when you do that, what ends up happening is you dehumanize them. So then when the NATO troops come in, or when these Antifa comes in and they start killing white people, you think, well, that's all right. It's just a white person. Why would you care if you just killed a white person? Guys, is that what they're trying to do to us? This really, to be honest with you, this really, excuse my language, this really pisses me off because I don't like this anymore. This stinking double standard the media has done and allowed us to continue to listen to and try to force feed down our throat. Yesterday I talked about a girl who had just basically questioned the mainstream narrative of what happened in Nazi Germany under the Holocaust. Questioned it. And she ended up going to prison for 5 years in Germany for questioning the narrative. Now, I don't know what happened to those concentration camps. I know a whole bunch of people died. I know that. I don't know the exact number. Nobody does. I mean, but so if you have a question about this and you say, I don't know if I agree with that, they're going to put you in prison for 5 years? What the heck's that all about? That'd be like me saying, I don't like Abraham Lincoln because of what he did in the Civil War. I don't think he did what he was supposed to do. I don't think he should have ever had Sherman's March to the Sea. I don't think he should have done any of that stuff. And they go, you can't say that. We're the thought police. You're going to prison for 5 years for talking about Abraham Lincoln. What kind of garbage is that? Who and what have we become on this planet? And why have we allowed these people to do this to us? And why has our legislation and our governing officials, and what the heck is wrong with our judiciary that they're allowing all of this stuff to happen all the time, Austin? I want to ask that question. What do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. I mean, it's gotten completely out of control, especially, and then everything that they want done, they make happen all the time. But as soon as we question anything or we want the answers, there's nothing. There's no transparency at all. It's interesting because we were just talking yesterday about Jeff Sessions now coming out and blatantly sitting there and saying, we're going to start prosecuting states now because they legalize cannabis. And with this from the Free Thought Project, I thought this was crazy. This is literally like the textbook definition of irony as far as what they're doing here. And it just goes to show you that the revolving door between big pharma and government is not closing anytime soon. It's from the Free Thought Project, revealing the sheer hypocrisy and criminality of Jeff Sessions, who has now vowed to uphold the Controlled Substance Act of 1970 that prohibits the cultivation, distribution, or possession of any marijuana at all. Sessions' DEA turned around the end of last year and granted a company a full monopoly on the sale of the synthetic form of THC, which is in cannabis. The active ingredient in cannabis, THC, still remains classified as a federal scheduled one controlled substance, meaning the government claims it is extremely dangerous, highly addictive, and has no medical value whatsoever. Coincidentally, the Department of Justice DEA administration just granted INSYS Therapeutics, INSYS, and you guys will remember exactly why, who they are in a second, INSYS Therapeutics, who's a rogue pharmaceutical company rife with corruption, a Schedule II classification on their new synthetic form of THC, Dronabinol. So Jeff Sessions will use taxpayer dollars to continue cannabis prohibition while the DEA grants a monopoly on the exact same substance that INSYS is now manufacturing. For those who don't know, INSYS has become notorious over the last 2 years after six former executives and managers were arrested on federal charges that they engaged in a nationwide scheme to bring doctors and bribe doctors to prescribe a drug that was opiate fentanyl. Now, the same group of dangerous drug peddlers, Insys Therapeutics, is being given a partial national monopoly on the sale of legal THC by the same group who claims to protect Americans from drugs. And to make it even more insulting to everybody's intelligence was the response that the DEA put out. I said the DEA now notes that the FDA approved products of oral solutions containing Dronabinol, THC, as an approval medical usage, whereas about marijuana does not have an approved medical use and therefore still remains a scheduled one. Translation of what they said, you can't have it because we said so, but if you really must have it, you have to buy it through us, through our pharmaceutical monopolies. So if you want to grow it naturally in your backyard, you're committing a felony and we're taking you to jail. If you want to get it through a pharmaceutical drug rep and get a prescription for it and pay $30 a pill for our new controlled release THC, you can do so. You just have to buy it through us. But if you possess it the natural form that you grow in your backyard, you're committing a felony and we're throwing you into prison. The revolving door between the government and Big Pharma and the revolving door between the government and the prison industrial complex has literally reached officially insane levels now. I knew that there was agenda behind this of him pushing these guys on this now as far as making sure that the feds are going to prosecute these states. Now you see even more now the fact that of all the pharmaceutical companies, Insys Therapeutics, the ones that have been literally wrapped up in the fentanyl scandal for the last 2 years, are the ones that get the basically the classification reduction and get the formula to be able to do this and the green light to be able to sell scheduled THC now under all kinds of different pill forms, controlled release, tablet, all types of stuff now, Dad. So there you go. As we talked about yesterday, we knew there was another aspect to it, not just besides the prison industrial complex and putting more people in prison or going in and violating state rights. Now it was also going in and making a monopoly for Insys to come in and completely take control of the THC pharmaceutical game now, Dad.
Well, the Satan Cabalas, there we go again. I mean, they control it all. When you print the money and you buy up the Fortune 500 corporations, you own all the major pharmaceutical corporations, Austin, you don't want the competition. You want people growing pot in the backyard. And I already told you guys, I don't like pot. I'm opposed to it. But it doesn't make a difference. It's a plant. But they can sell it, but you can't. You get caught with it, you go into prison, they get caught with it, they get to charge and sell it to you. I mean, the whole thing's stupid. The whole thing's stupid. All of it's stupid because all they're trying to do is control the masses. They like to call us their goyim, the cattle, the sheep, the swine, whatever they want to call us, to dehumanize us again, to try to make us not a human. I mean, this is what they're trying to do. I mean, it's ridiculous. And all they want to do is continue to feed us poison. Eat your GMO and shut up. Take your fluoride toothpaste and shut up. Drink your water. We don't care if it's got fluorine and chlorine in it, bromine in it. We don't care. Shut up and drink it. And you're going to like it because you're not going to get anything else. Oh, by the way, childhood vaccines, take them and shut up. We're not going to give you a choice. We're going to make you opt out. We're not going to give you the opportunity in some states now to even avoid them any longer with religious exemptions. Take the shots and you're going to like it. Doesn't matter what happens to these kids. This is their attitude because remember, they don't think we're human beings. They don't see us as humans. They see us as a form of animal. They don't. It's like taking it out back and spraying a bunch of roaches or ants with Raid pesticide. What do you think they're doing with the chemtrails? They spray us with this stuff, experimenting on us, because they don't see us as human beings. They see us as an animal, as just some type of life form that needs to be culled on our planet. Now, guys, I'm sorry if I'm getting so doggone upset about this today, but this kind of stuff really hacks me off. And when they start putting people in question, or who question the government narrative in prison for questioning it, it's their opinion. My gosh, it's their opinion. But oh, that's right. In Germany, they don't have a First Amendment right. Remember that. They don't have that right in Germany. That was never given to them when the Allies went in and set up their constitution. If the government says you can't say it, by gosh, you better not say it or you're going to prison, and they've proven it again. By the way, speaking of Germany, now that I'm picking on Germany, Germany's to abandon its climate goals after Merkel criticized Trump for doing the same. Wow. Germany will abandon its 2020 national global warming goal of cutting carbon dioxide emissions 40% below 1990 levels. This is part of a deal to form a new coalition government. How about that? It's a major embarrassment to Chancellor Angela Merkel, who criticized Trump for withdrawing from the Paris Treaty. The University of Colorado professor Roger Plicky says that Germany's climate goals were mathematically impossible. They could not be obtained. Therefore, they're giving in on this goal. Guys, it's nuts that Germany has turned into this mess. You know, it's so frustrating for me as a child, as a man who was born to a German mother immigrant who went through World War II, who came to this country in 1952, to see to the level of which Germany has fallen as far as taking away its rights and this massive importation of refugees into the country. I mean, Trump at least is getting tight on what's going on. Trump says that one-fifth of El Salvador, the entire nation of El Salvador's population, lives in the United States, and they must go home. There are currently an estimated 1.1 million El Salvadoran migrants living in the U.S., which represents 19% of the country's population, which is reported to have 5.7 million people. The migrants are part of the Temporary Protected Status Program that was established after the earthquake in 2001. The Trump administration told 200,000 Salvadorians, okay, that's one-fifth of that are here, to pack their bags and go back home. Guys, it's just enough. The United States does not have to be the dumping ground for the world immigrants. In the 1850s and 1860s, when Abraham Lincoln decided to kill half the population of the United States and we had to have a massive import of foreigners into the United States, and we opened our gates and opened the floodgates to the European migrants coming into the United States, many of whom had extremely good skill sets in their trades, we had to have more people to come back into our country to repopulate the country. We don't have that problem right now. Switzerland is now telling people that if they're trying to apply for Swiss citizenship and they don't have X amount of dollars in the bank, like $1 million, they can't even apply for citizenship because they don't want people who are coming into Switzerland who are going to drag the rest of the country down. Why? Because they've seen what's happened in Germany and they want to maintain the continuity of the Swiss government, the Swiss people, and the heritage of Switzerland. And guys, this is what we're losing in the United States. And don't get me wrong, we need to have immigration reform, but that doesn't mean we need to have more immigrants coming in. We just need to make it a streamlined process to make sure the people that are coming in have the ability to take care of themselves when they come into the United States and they don't become a burden on the rest of the people in the United States. What do you think, Austin?
You're 100% right on that. That's the biggest aspect, and even that, and that's what Trump's talked about so many times, and that's what he continues to talk about, and so many people agree with him on that. That's what the whole issue with this whole DACA issue is he's not sitting there trying to say the kids that have come in under this Dreamers Act have to be forcibly removed from this country. However, we have to completely shut down this chain migration. They were doing an article on it the other day. I forgot. It was alternative media site. I should have printed it off, but it was a couple weeks ago. And they were showing a graph on what happens with this DACA program or any of this undocumented migration with the chain migration, because you have somebody come in, whether it's a woman that's pregnant and she has an anchor baby, or it's a DACA child that's basically covered under the Dreamers Act. And once they get here, and once they get residency here, and they're legally allowed to be here, there literally is no cap on how many family members they can bring back into this country. And the thing that everybody has to understand about that is that most of what happens, what these guys are doing, they're not bringing back their ma and pa and their couple sisters and brothers. They're bringing back their entire chain relatives all the way back. Their grandparents, their brother-in-law, their brother-in-law's sister's aunt's brother's daughter. All this stuff that people shouldn't even be coming here, and they're allowing them to come in essentially unvetted. And it's exactly what you said, Dad. If people are coming here, they're wanting to contribute, they're wanting to build, they're wanting to add in to what we have in the society. By all means, let's make it happen. But we can't sit here and continue to take the burden of every other country, especially in South America, and expect to be able to handle it. Also, too, with what you were saying over in Germany, as nuts as they are getting now, the government has stopped the deportation of essentially a jihadist terrorist from going back to Turkey because they say he fears he may be tortured when he arrives there. He traveled abroad to Syria to join a terror group, then went back to Germany and essentially got busted, went to court, and they found him guilty of facing terror charges. But now they're saying that he wrote a letter in to the Amnesty International detailing what's going to happen if he gets basically deported back to Turkey. So now they want to let him stay in Germany, as he's blatantly said and has been convicted as a jihadist terrorist now, because he's afraid he's going to get tortured, and they're actually taking this seriously. That boggles my mind. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to go over to Turkey and join a jihadist terrorist group, that's your prerogative, but don't expect me to feel guilty for you when you get busted and you give me the whole soap opera story about they're going to torture you when you go back over there. You should have thought about that before you added into a jihadist terrorist group, man.
Well, you know, newsflash, you know, you're responsible for the actions that you do. How about that? I mean, you know, why in the world do you think now I don't want to go back over there because they may torture me? I mean, quite frankly, then don't let him stay in Germany. Austin, all he has to do is go to Poland or go to Hungary. The borders are wide open. He didn't have to go to Germany. Yeah. He wants to stay in Germany so he can keep getting free stuff.
Yep.
Oh, did I say that? I shouldn't have said that, should I, Austin? He wants to stay in Germany so he can keep getting free stuff. Oh, I dare I said it again. And that's the truth. He goes to Poland, he's not going to get free stuff. He goes to Switzerland, they're going to run his butt out. He goes into Hungary, they're going to run his butt out. He might be able to sneak into Czechoslovakia, but he ain't getting any free stuff. He doesn't want to leave Germany because he doesn't want to leave his free stuff behind. By the way, here's another interesting article. Democrats, white Christian women need not apply. The Democratic Party has listed and published a desired group of categories for women in office. The list does not include white or Christian. Here's the order of their preferences. Number one, black women. Number two, LGBT women, Muslim women, disabled women, Jewish women, Latina women, millennial women, Jewish women listed twice, by the way, Asian women, and more women. The party says the reason white and Christian are not listed is that these are already represented. They have representation. Multiculturalism is the goal. Oh, yes, don't forget that statistically these categories predominate the vote Democrat Party. Guys, are you kidding me? White Christian women need not apply into the Democratic Party. Unbelievable, Austin. You know, here's what makes me angry with all of this stuff. Let me stop for just a second. It was the white Protestant work ethic. Oh, my gosh, I used the term white in a positive way. I'm not supposed to do that. Whoop, meow, meow, cat goes off again. Use the word white. Can't say white. The white Christian Protestant work ethic that built the United States. Now, mind you, a lot of slaves were used for 300 or 400 years. That's true. I never owned a slave. My parents were in Germany, not involved with slavery. But it was the white Christian Protestant work ethic that came over here and settled this country. It wasn't. I'm going to repeat. It was not Latino women, Muslim women, disabled women, LGBT women, Asian women, and more women, and it wasn't Jewish women that I know of, and quite frankly, we can't say stuff like that anymore, but I just said it again. Today's one of these completely, totally politically incorrect shows, and I don't care anymore. I have had German enough, genug enough. That's what it means in Germany. I've had genug of all this stuff. I mean, why in the world do we have the thought police and the word police? Well, you may lose some of your listeners if you use that word. Okay, well, I got that too. We're part of that too. But you know what I've learned? Even if I lose a listener because I use a certain word, I pick up other listeners because I use that same word, because everybody is sick and tired of political correctness. That's why the Donald, during his campaign rhetoric, got so many people galvanized, Austin, and stuck together, because we all have had enough of political correctness. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. There's no question about it at all. That's it. That was one of the biggest selling points, was that he wasn't politically correct, and everybody is sick of where this country is going with this politically correct bullcrap, is really what it is, to put it in a decent term. That's all it's turned into now. And I brought that up so many times on the show, where you can't do anything, you can't say anything, you can't mention anything to anybody anymore without them getting incredibly offended. Also, too, in other news with GMOs, I wanted to touch base on this today because I've brought this up numerous times with the new RNA interference corn that they have now, the RNAi corn. And this is stuff that I talked about. This is a serious issue. This is the whole next level of basically health compromising foods that we're about to see. The new study entitled detection of absorbed maize-derived microRNA in pigs adds fuel to the fire of the growing controversy surrounding the EPA's recent and conspicuously underreported approval of Monsanto Dow's RNA interference corn, a new type of genetically modified organism compromised a multitude of genetically engineered traits. The biotech engineers knew RNAi corn was quietly rubber-stamped by the EPA on June 15th last year under the premature and likely patently false assumption that the RNA interference molecules in the maize corn cannot directly affect the gene expression of those animals or humans that eat it. They contended that GMO food is substantially equivalent to conventional food and therefore carries it with no additional safety concerns. Ironically enough, again though, as always, their marketing and lobbying efforts say otherwise. They claim their newly created genetically modified organisms are so exceptionally unique that they warrant receiving full patents to maintain the market exclusivity. This is what cracks me up about these guys, is they literally talk out of both sides of their mouth. The same thing with Jeff Sessions. Cannabis is a scheduled one. It's unbelievably toxic. It's deadly. It has no medical value whatsoever. However, Insys Technology is patenting their synthetic THC because they want to use it for medical purposes. But if anybody actually has the real stuff that grows, it's a felony and you're going to prison for 10 years. These guys talk out of both sides of their mouth and it's nauseating to me. The rest of this article goes into detail essentially on all these different pigs that they tested this RNAi food on. And they found blatantly that it's a complete and total lie of what Monsanto and Dow has said. They said the RNAs in the blood and the solid tissue, they were able to measure them significantly directly related to the food they were eating. They said the identification of the cross-kingdom effect when ingested plant RNAi can survive digestion, accumulation in psychologically significant quantities in the host body, and interact with the mammary genes or messenger RNA targets is a vastly important finding by itself, especially when one considers that Monsanto Dow's new genetically altered RNAi corn may contain hundreds of novel new types of RNA, which may target hundreds of different genetic elements. Until this is known, if it is even possible to know in the vast complexity, the precautionary principle requires that these foods not be released into the food chain because the unintended adverse effects may far outweigh the purported benefits to the exposed populations. However, that has not stopped EPA from fully allowing this stuff to go to market now, Dad. This is, again, another example of how Big Pharma and Big Agra literally run this country.
Eugenics, the word of the day. Eugenics, population reduction, the great culling. They want to cull the people. They're going to do it through epigenetics. They're going to do it through RNA in the food. They're going to do it by turning on certain chemical messengers and signals in the DNA of human beings to stop reproduction. Within 3 to 4 generations of eating GMO corn, mice and rats are completely and totally sterile. They've got lesions all over their bodies, tumors all over their bodies. They've got hair growing out of their mouth. Epigenetics is how they're changing everything. They have to become more efficient at stopping population growth, regardless of how many people they kill. They figure, and here's what I look at it, and you guys, here's how you got to look at it. They figure if you're stupid enough to eat this stuff, then you shouldn't be reproducing anyhow, and you should be dying. That's how they look at it. And you think, well, that's kind of harsh. Well, that's how they look at it, because the people that are eating organic and not eating this stuff and refusing to put it in their bodies, they're not going to be affected from an epigenetic standpoint. Therefore, they're going to be allowed to reproduce. Don't let these guys segment you like this. Don't allow them to put you into that category of the non-reproductive group. That's how they see all of us that are sheeple who drink the fluoride. I mean, another study was just released this week showing fluoride drops IQ scores in children. They're drinking fluoride. They're eating GMOs. They're taking immunizations. And guys, I'm not talking to you guys listening to the show today, because you guys are smarter than this, because you guys have been listening to the show for years and years and years, and you've been on your own reading and doing your own research. But I'm talking about the general population of the United States that thinks still that the government is here to protect us, that the government's not going to allow anything toxic on the market, that the government's not going to be doing testing on us via chemtrails or poisoning or radiation experiments or anything else they've done over the last 100 years, that they're going to say, oh, by the way, it's okay. That's how they get away with the chemtrails. They say the chemtrails are a test. It's not a rolled-out protocol. They're simply testing geoengineering to see what they can do, and it's not a quote-unquote program that they've rolled out through Congress yet that is still part of the testing program. For 20 years, it's been part of the testing program. That's how they can legally get away from it and not be held accountable for what they're doing. By the way, back to Russia now. There's a Russian historian who exposed Stalin's crimes, including mass genocide, has angered state officials. Now he's being forced to do psychiatric testing this week amid the fears that he will be falsely declared insane. They've all put all kinds of other charges on him, and now they're saying that basically he's going to undergo psychological testing. And of course, if he's found to be criminally or sick or insane, he'll be institutionalized and you will never hear from him again. Guys, I love you. Wow, it's been a quick show today, a lot of energy today. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for sending this particular show out to everybody you know. This is one of those shows. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Again, thanks for your support and thanks for your prayers. We pray for you guys all the time, and you guys are the best. God bless you, Austin. I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and close.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, definitely a lot of stuff going on as always, and I think everybody's getting frustrated when you see all this stuff, and we do the best we can to try and bring the news to you guys, and we want to wake up as many people as possible. So I mean, that's what we're here to do. So we appreciate everything. Thank you for the support. Thank you for buying your multiples through us. I mean, we always appreciate any support we can get like that from you guys. But be sure to check out the website healthmasters.com. if you need anything, you can email us or call us 1-800-726-1834. You can also go in the top search bar and type in the word contact and fill out our contact form and send that to us directly. We'll try to get back to you as quickly as possible. But please, if you are going to send us health questions, understand that we can't give you medical advice, and to keep them as short and concise as possible. You know, the shorter it is, the faster we can read it, and the easier we can start something going with you guys and give you guys a proper protocol. Sometimes we get emails that are literally like 8, 9, 10 paragraphs, and quite frankly, I just don't have time to read those all the time, so they kind of get pushed to the back, and unfortunately, that's just part of it when I get hundreds of emails a day. So thank you for understanding that, guys. And also, be sure to check out the product of the week. It's the HGH Stimulate, which is a very popular product that we have on sale right now for over 10% off. And you can get that right now on the website underneath the product of the week. And then be sure to check out the other products we have as well that are up for voting to win next week. As always, we have the adrenal support, some other cool products on there as well. So be sure to check that out on the website at healthmasters.com. But we appreciate everything, guys. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night as always, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.